The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Time is 7:05 in the morning here on the 23rd of January, 2024, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And what national day do we have today?
Today we have National Handwriting Day.
I understand they're bringing cursive back to schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you – you were taught cursive, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I had a book that I –
Can you write cursive?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? Really?
It could probably come back. I remember that.
What do you do, print?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're bringing it back because they said that so many people do write – that you should know how to do it. You can sign your signature, though.
Oh, yeah.
Really, they didn't teach you, or if it was so, you didn't have to write in cursive or anything like that. I guess everything's on computers and type now, though, right?
Yeah, but I think that they should always keep a way to do things by handwriting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a surprise. Anyway, you have the weather there?
I couldn't get it to print, but I have it here, so I can read it from the computer.
Okay. So what do we got?
We have patchy, dense fog from 10 a.m., a high near 62, and a low of around 45 on Wednesday.
Is it going to be raining today? No.
Rain after 10 p.m.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, mostly sunny. On Wednesday, we have rain, high near 52, and a low around 45. On Thursday, a 20% chance of rain before 10 a.m. and fog as well, and a high near 58. On Thursday night, a low around 44, and Friday we'll have rain likely and a high near 57, followed by a low around 47.
So no rain today, maybe rain tomorrow. Did I get that?
Looks like rain on Wednesday, yeah.
Thursday, Friday, maybe.
Maybe on Thursday, most likely on Friday.
Okay, good enough. Hey, the weather reports. See if you can't get that printed off for me. The weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're great people, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, what's going on? Well, Israel had its deadliest day in battle since the war started October 7th. They lost 21 soldiers. They were setting up explosives to blow down these two buildings, and a Hamas soldier fired an RPG at them. It hit a tank, and then it set off all these explosives, collapsing these two buildings these soldiers were working in. So it was the largest number of Israeli soldiers killed in one day since it started. However, there is the war is ongoing, and the Israeli army is surrounding a northern city in the Gaza Strip. And it's unclear about how much they've done there. And there are still over 100 Israeli hostages there. And the countries of Egypt and Qatar are trying to work out a ceasefire. A senior Egyptian official has said Israel has proposed a 2-month ceasefire in which the hostages would be freed in exchange for the release of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel, which numbers in the thousands. And top Hamas leaders in Gaza would be allowed to relocate to other cities, since it's a priority for the Israeli forces to hunt down and kill Hamas leaders. This might be something that the Hamas leaders might like. But Hamas has said, nope. It's got to be a total ceasefire before you get back the get your people back. But then again, they're still they're in the negotiating table. At least they're at the negotiating table. And people, not to forget that on October 7th, Hamas launched an unprecedented attack on the border there that killed over 1,200 people and abducted 250 others. 1,200 people in and if you look at, if you compare it by population size, would be like either Mexico or Canada coming across the border and killing 40,000 Americans. That's the equivalent when you look at the size of their populations and what happened. That's not getting any better. Supervisor Jones at the meeting today, at the Board of Supervisors today, is planning on bringing up the idea of county employees carrying, being able to carry concealed in county buildings. There's no other place in California that does that. Now, this would not be just anybody. It would be people in that work for the county that have concealed weapon permits. And right now they're prohibited from carrying a firearm on county property. However, Jones wants to bring this up to say it's, you know, and he tried this before in the city and it didn't come off. Now, the question is not that if he can get the 3 or 4 votes that it takes to do this, but is, you know, what are the unions? Is it something in the union contracts that say there can't be any weapons around there or what? But I didn't get that part of if that's going to be a problem with it. And the idea being is that why should you take away their rights just because they work at a job that takes them on county property? That's a good point. However, again, it was tried before, and I'm not sure if it was the unions because of what was in the union contracts at the city, or this was, gosh, a decade ago that this happened. So we'll see what happens today at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Now, people ask me, they say, why don't you go to the Board of Supervisors meeting? Well, I have a job here, and I have a business I have to run. And, you know, frankly, spending hours over at the county courthouse is not my first, is not on my list of things to go to do on every Tuesday morning. However, after I see what's happened, I go back and I do look at the videos. And that way I can fast forward through them and I can get through stuff and hear what they're saying about county business. Anyway, okay, let's take a quick break. And we got a lot of things to talk about when we get back. At 7:30, we've got the Veterans Home coming in of Reading. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Reading Rancheria. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is voted best in the North State on the Record Searchlight poll that they do every year. And I can tell you why. I mean, we've been going there since we've lived here at Four Winds Jewelry. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're really good people in there. Leonard started the store, well over 30 years ago, and then Rebecca and Henry. Rebecca used to work for him there. They bought the store, and they've kept the high quality that they have, and the customer service is just outstanding. And they have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 23rd of January, 2024, 7:18 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, hoping that it doesn't rain today because I got to go get a load of hay. And I'm hoping that it's not raining so it doesn't rain on me and my hay on its way back from Chico. Hoping. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors. It is truly a community bank. You can learn a lot more at bankcornerstone.com, but they've been in the business, 17 years, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. New Hampshire is having their primaries today. They have one town that starts at midnight, and they do their primary there. And Nikki Haley swept that town. However, the money is on Trump to win in New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley's fighting him every step of the way. It'll be interesting. Trump's already started talking about vice presidential picks. You know, people like Stefanik or my favorite South Dakota governor, Kristi Noem. I really like her. She wrote a book called Not My First Rodeo about politics and how she got into politics and what she believes in. Tim Scott, another potential. You know, there's a lot of Californians leaving home. We know that. A lot are moving. And the LA Times editor, Paul Thornton, implored for Californians leaving the state to stop criticizing it on the way out. To the people leaving California, may the road rise to meet you as you seek better lives in new places. Now, can you please extend some goodwill to those of us who remain? It was headline commentary. If you want to leave, fine, but don't insult California on the way out. He went on to describe how staggering numbers of Californians are fleeing to other states. More than 800,000 Californians moved away in 2022, and many thousands more left last year. Often the deportees, cash in hand from the sale of their $1 million bungalows, feel the need to express disdain for their home state, and even some anger, too, he wrote. I can't believe that. Thomas went on to describe a relative of his who told him about having relocated to a small town in another state, far away, but being warned against bringing those weird California ways to his new neighborhood. And which ways would those be? Perhaps it's our embrace of the LGBTQ plus Californians, or it's our liberal politics with the state Republican Party shrunk to irrelevance after its vicious attempt in 1994 to marginalize immigrants with Proposition 187, which was, by the way, that proposition was passed by almost 60%. Blocked from the courts from ever going into effect, proposed denying state social services to illegal immigrants. And that was in 1994. But 60% of the people in California voted for that. It wasn't just Republicans. Okay. And then this new year, of course, they've granted illegal immigrants free health care, despite the $68 billion deficit, 700,000. New people on free health care here in the state, and they don't know how they're going to pay for it. In California residents, which will also cover, by the way, and this is important, sex change surgeries. I don't know. When you leave California, there's a reason. And some people, it's, well, my kids live in Texas or New Mexico or Arizona or Tennessee or something like that, and I just want to be near them. Okay, yeah, that's a good reason. The other reasons, of course, is the craziness we have coming out of Sacramento. I'm sorry. Another $700,000 on the 700,000 people on our healthcare system, which is already, you know, propped up. And then we just, the healthcare industry just got hit with a $25 an hour minimum they have to pay. And when you think about it, as the governor says, we don't even know how much this is going to cost us. Well, it's going to cost billions. And to cover the 500,000 healthcare workers, but that doesn't even include the 50,000 people that, you know, you would say that's, they're in support, the support troops, ones that clean the floors, keep the maintenance going in the generators or in the furnaces or air conditioning, or the people that make the beds, empty the trash, $25 an hour. Now, what kind of impact is that going to have? They don't know. And when this was written, when Brown did something like this, they put triggers on it. If it reached this point, we're going to have to slow this down or whatever, or spread it out. There's no triggers in this bill. And of course, SEIU or SIEU, whatever that union is, they are loving this. More money, more money, more money. And then they say, well, we want the healthcare industry to pay for it. Well, what about healthcare industries that are nonprofits? They don't get taxed on a lot of this stuff. They can do a lot of these things. A lot of these are owned by nonprofit groups. But the bottom line is, when you start saying things to people like, don't say anything bad about California when you leave, I laugh at that. If you go to another state, there's a reason you go to another state. Why? You go because things here have changed. Things here have changed to the point where yes, it's great to be able to do something like ski in the morning and and fish in the afternoon, or go to be on the coast by the afternoon. I mean, that's good. We all know that. But when it keeps coming on, we want to restrict where you carry your legally licensed and certified firearm. We want to restrict it so you can't carry it anywhere. What about personal freedoms? How about taking away the freedoms of a county or city, or, you know, to say what kind of buildings they can have? They've taken that away. The accessory dwelling units, you can build them anywhere. What about the idea of saying, no, we don't want a solar farm? No, we don't want a wind project in our area. The state has said, well, too bad. We're taking that right away from you. There's a lot of reasons. It's not the embrace of the LGBTQ plus community that's chasing people away, Mr. Editor. It's the laws, the thousands of laws that keep coming down, and bills and overreach that the state's done that takes away people's rights, that takes away their money. That, as you know, when you come up with another, oh, let's just tax the rich. How many more rich, and we're talking that top 1%, are going to decide that, Texas or Florida or Tennessee looks a lot better when it comes to living there. And so they move. And so that money that you've been, siphoning off them drops down to the next group, who then starts leaving, down to the next group. It doesn't take a genius to figure out, as they leave, you need that money someplace. And because you had a huge surplus 2 years ago, and now we've got a huge deficit 2 years later, that you're spending money crazy. Well, it's got to come from someplace. So it comes from taxes. Forcing people to buy, if you're going to buy a new car in 2035, you've got to buy an electric vehicle. You have to. You have to have low flush toilets. You have to have solar on your houses, and that's happening now. You have to have fire systems inside your house, watering systems inside your house. You have to. The point taking is that you can only build with this kind of permit. You don't have the freedoms anymore to make your own choices. And God help a community that says we don't want certain books in our schools that have pornography in them. We don't want in our schools and our libraries to have pornography in them. And if you say something, you are automatically a homophobe, a transphobe, whatever the word is of today. And so when you say, don't say anything nasty about California because of our liberal policies, why do you think people are leaving? Because of these policies. Just my little rant for the day. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got the Northern California Veterans Home, our Reading Veterans Home has come in today, and we're going to talk about things going on out there. We'll be right back.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor of District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda, Linda's going to be around 8 today. That's her usual, it's Tuesday, it's usually her day of assignments. But anyway, 7:33 in the morning here on the 23rd, 47 degrees, partly, going to be partly sunny today. Let's hope it doesn't rain. You know, purely selfish reasons, I'm taking a load of hay from Chico to here, and I don't want to get ran. And it gets heavier. It's already heavy, 100-pound bales, but then it gets heavier when it's wet. And then it's the whole thing is bad. Anyway, I'm here with the Veterans Home up off of Knighton Road. Is it? I call it Reading Veterans Home, but it's not. It's what, Northern California Veterans Home?
The official name is Veterans Home of California, Reading.
Well, see, I got it kind of all right then.
It's all the same words. Just
get the words in there.
Just get the words. Okay, I'm with Mark Wilkinson, who is the supervisor of activities out there, and Darlene Mudrone, who is the public information officer. Did I pronounce that right?
No.
How
but
do you
it's
pronounce
okay.
it?
Mudron.
Mudron. Well, it doesn't spell like that. It should be spelled
M-O-O-D-R-A-W-N.
Mudron.
Right.
No, it's Mudron. You would think, because I've known her for over a year, but I've always just called her Darlene.
Right.
That's why I was looking up. I know Darlene's got a last name.
Yeah, I do.
Yep, she does. Okay. Turn her up a little bit. Okay. All right. So, what are we talking about? Christmas was just here. I heard you all mentioning that.
Yes, we just wanted to give a big shout out to the community to thank everyone for being so kind to the veterans during the holidays and always, but especially during the holidays with the Adopt-A-Vet program.
How'd that work out?
It was incredible.
Wild success.
Incredible to see how wonderful humanity is. So it was just heartwarming.
How long have you lived here, Mark?
I've lived here since 01.
Oh, one. Yep. Okay, well, then you've lived here longer than me. And Darlene, you just rolled in here not that long ago.
I've been full-time in Reading since 2019.
Yeah. So, you know, the one thing that, and then it shouldn't really be a surprise.
It's
that,
not, but that, every time, just so
North
refreshing.
North State and Shasta County and Reading and the surrounding areas here is a very, very much a giving area.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Rose is here. Are you going to talk, Frank? Okay. Frank's just here for support. Frank's only 91, and he outdoes everybody that's sitting around here right now. Okay. No, it doesn't surprise me. But tell me, make me feel good. Make everybody feel good about the things. So they came in and adopted veterans at the home.
Right. The entire population of all of our veterans were adopted for Christmas in 45 minutes.
Yeah, the event was supposed to start at 11, and people were coming in at 10:30.
You said when you were on the show, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to get here early.
Mm-hmm.
You get there at 11:30, you're out of luck.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
So we had Santa Claus there kicking off the event, and it was just incredible. Our volunteer coordinator Jackie did a spectacular job as always, and it was just amazing.
Well, I am just really happy to hear that. So everybody had a nice Christmas out there.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, what we did this year is we adopted a homeless person.
Mm.
We also donated in our family's names to different places.
Awesome.
And they really liked it. And we're not talking, you know, we're talking about the older kids,
yeah.
They're all in their 30s, or they've got kids themselves. So we just made donations in everybody's name to that, and they thought that was cool. We told them who they donated to and who they were helping.
Nice.
Like that, because we weren't out there in the first 30 minutes. They didn't save me anybody. Darn it.
Hey, we had tags available. One thing that's really nice that I think Jackie just started doing a few years ago is because it's such a popular event and they get taken so quickly, is there's whole home tags. So things like coffee and socks and random sweatpants and all kinds of other things. So if you don't get Carl the veteran, you can grab a tag that benefits everybody. So that's
right.
Really
you can
great.
Do that so people can add on. Yeah. You know, I got a lot of coffee this year during the Christmas season. It was funny. I've never received coffee before, but Black Rifle Coffee seems to be the go-to gift, at least to me. Have you seen it, Black Rifle Coffee?
I've heard of that.
It's a company formed by veterans, and they sell. It's called Black Rifle Coffee. It's got a very scary rifle on the front of it. You know. Anyway, so great. Well, that's really good news.
Yeah.
So where are we now? Out there.
Well, as far as giving or becoming a part of the home, volunteer-wise, we're always accepting volunteers. And if anyone's ever interested, come on out to the home, 3400 Knighton Road, and ask to talk to the volunteer coordinator, Jackie, or myself, Mark. And we have applications right there, and we can help you through that application process and give you some info about the home and a little bit about volunteering. We have all kinds of opportunities in the activities program, or it kind of depends on what the volunteer applicant's interested in. And Jackie does a really nice job of kind of coordinating the skills of the community member with things that we might need at the home. So always available, and it's a lot of fun. We've got a good group of volunteers and a great group of staff, right, Darlene?
Oh, yeah, our staff is amazing. And isn't it true?
Is it because you two are on it?
Yes, obviously.
You're kind of patting yourselves on the back here, huh?
I'm a pat mark on the back.
But we
right
have
now.
An amazing
no,
team.
No, you do have an amazing staff. It's not easy. Yeah. And I'm just really glad to hear. Not that I'm surprised, but it's always good to hear, and I really appreciate y'all coming in to talk about how the community supports the veterans out there. Mm-hmm. We have a lively group out there.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like, and people don't realize there's it's just not a bunch of 90 plus. No offense, Frank, 90 plus people out there. You've got people of a variety of ages that are still real active out there.
Yeah, last night I was at work till 8, and from 6 to 8, one of our veterans leads a community band, I guess, and they were playing out there, and there was all kinds of people out there watching all the way until 8 when I left. I don't know how late they were up.
They have their own band, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have our own home band, but I think this is his outside band.
They're commingling
with the it was really cool.
Well.
Commingling with the outside, but it's okay, though.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a bluegrass jug band. It's really
They were really good. Yeah. They were really good.
Let me know when you're out there again.
Oh, we'll do.
It might be kind of fun to come out.
I think it's usually Tuesday nights, but I'm not sure.
I believe, we'll let you know, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
Mark, I wanted to ask, isn't it for kids?
Concentrate on talking in there.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm getting over a cold, too, so that doesn't help.
No, it's not that. Is that you, when we talk, we have a tendency, when we talk to somebody, we look at them.
Yeah.
And we do, your mouth goes sideways, and then you always see me doing this. Pointing back in.
Yeah, Mark.
You two are doing great.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but isn't it a minimum age of 12 to volunteer, but the parent has to stay with them?
It is indeed, yes.
Do you have young people out there?
Sometimes.
We do,
sometimes.
We have.
Mm-hmm. And I think the training, what is it, just an hour long little volunteer training?
She runs an orientation program for all volunteers, and it's really good info about the home and just things to keep in mind when we're dealing with people.
Are y'all looking for things like books and magazines and things like that or not?
Not so much books and magazines, just running out of space on that kind
of stuff. That's what I figured, because I've got all types of military books that, that I've kind of cycled through them. And a lot of magazines, before I throw them away, or I was going to not throw away the books, but I take the books to the library or someplace, I thought, well, maybe they'd like those. But that's what I figured, that you probably already filled. All your shelves are filled out there.
They are indeed.
Okay. What can people – so the big thing then now is people would like to volunteer out there. Mm-hmm. And as you said, they just have – what number do they call? Do they call a phone number or they just drop in?
They can give me a call at 224-2829. That's my direct office number, and then I'll get you in touch with the volunteer coordinator or help you myself.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started this business in 1993, and she's been helping family, seniors, business owners, and veterans since then. Insurance is crazy in California right now. We were just talking about why reasons people are moving out of California. Well, insurance is another reason. I mean, you just can't find it. The major carriers are pulling out, or they're not writing personal property or home insurance anymore. Why don't you give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She knows how to get insurance. She can help you find insurance for your home out in Palo Cedro or right downtown Redding. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. I keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options that fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The 23rd of January 2024, 7:48 in the morning, about 47 degrees out there. Hopefully it's going to clear up today. We'll have some sunshine. I'm here with the Veterans Home, Northern California, Reading. And here with Mark Wilkinson and Denise, I'm sorry.
For real?
Darlene.
Mudron.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mudron.
Got the name right. Last name.
Senior moment.
Senior
you can
moment.
Move in if you
I
like.
I can move in right now.
Yes, you could.
Except now, what's the waiting list out there?
So we have three different levels of care. We have one that is called residential care facilities for the elderly, and that's pretty independent living. Like, people still have to be able
sure.
to feed themselves, dress themselves, do their own laundry, you know, get to and from the dining room, et cetera. So that side of the home, the wait list is about 6 months, and the fees for that are 55% of your gross monthly income. And that includes, you know, room and board, all meals, all care, the medical care, all of that stuff is covered when you move in. So the other side of the home is our skilled nursing facility, and we have regular skilled nursing, and we have skilled nursing memory care. So if you have anything in your medical records of dementia or Alzheimer's, you automatically are slated for memory care. That wait list is 3 to 4 years. And then the regular skilled nursing, that wait list is 5 to 6 years.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's quite a bit. And then the fees for that side of the home are 70% of your gross monthly income just because it's a higher level of care. But so many people don't know what service connection is, and it's huge. This is why, because service connection at the home, if you are rated 70% or higher disabled by the VA, then you don't pay anything to live on the skilled nursing side. The RCFE side is always 55% regardless of your service connection, even if you're 100%. But once you get to the skilled nursing side, if you have been rated 70, 80, 90, 100% disabled, it is $0 to live there. That's a big deal.
Okay. That is a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
Okay. Now, you always are looking for good employees out there.
We are always looking for good employees, and we have several openings. You know, openings come and go. People rotate in and out.
Uh-huh.
The easiest way to get to those is the state website. It's calcareers.ca.gov. And then the way I always look on it is I narrow the location. I do the geographic search to Shasta County, and then you can put on the Department of Veterans Affairs. So I have it up right now. Currently, there's 25 job postings out there. It goes from accountant to certified nursing assistant. We have electrician positions open, food service techs, supervising RNs. We need occupational therapists, social work. We need an electrician. We need accountants. So there's a wide variety of careers out there. Most of them are full-time, and sometimes people look at our pay. I think I get paid fairly well, and I think Mark probably gets paid fairly well, too. So sometimes, though, when you're starting out in nursing, you'll look at it, and then you might look at the private industry, and the hourly rate is more privately. But people really need to keep in mind that our state benefits are amazing. We have great health care. We're in PERS. You know, if you want to set yourself up well, you look at the big picture, not just that immediate gratification of the hourly rate. So it's a great place to work. We have great employees. We have great veterans. And it feels good to go to work every day. You know, it really does. I gave up a 26-year career to move to this, and I've been there almost 2 years, and I don't have any regrets at all.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really a great place to be.
And what did you do, Mark, how long have you been there?
Been at the home about 10 years.
About 10 years.
Yeah.
And what did you do before that?
Before that, I worked at used to be Northern California Rehab Hospital, now Vibra.
Okay.
Yeah, as a rec therapist as well.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I had a friend there for an extended period of time.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
Can we turn him up at all? Frank, you got to get in there tighter.
I'm about as tight as I can,
except my... Can you hear him? I can't hear him. Hang on, Frank.
I'm just going to throw one more thing out there while we have this little break. If you are a veteran and you're interested in coming in for a tour of the home, give me a call. My number is 224-3814. I can show you around. The rooms are all private with a private bathroom, and it's about 500 square feet of living. So
yeah, they're nice rooms.
It's great to come out and take a look and then, you know, jump on the wait list because the process does take a little while. Lots of paperwork back and forth between us and the applicants, but it's a good place to be. So if you're about to consider it, I would definitely say come in for a tour. Give me a call, 224-3814.
Yeah, you may be at that point where you think that it's time. It's time. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
The reason why I'm here is to give a little support, because that's basically what our organization is, the support group for the home. And we're put together to give them support. And we have a meeting every fourth Tuesday of the month at Lulu's, a restaurant, at 6 o'clock. And what we do is I've invited the home members to come in and chat with us and discuss things and problems and what all, and then we work them out. We also support them by giving them barbecues, and we purchase pool tables and equipment for them and all that. But we become one big family, so we're supporting them just like your relatives would support people from the home. So that's basically what we do. So this evening is our monthly meeting day, or night, I should say, for the dinner at Lulu's at 6 o'clock. And they generally bring about 6 to 8 of the members from the home come, and we generally have about 12 to 14 on in our group together. So it's my pleasure to have them on the air so they can discuss what they do to everybody else.
Well, good idea. I love you, Frank. I love Frank Rose. He's just easy to love like that. Okay, so we've touched on if you want to be in, if you want to apply to live there, it's a great place to live. A lot of things to do. We've talked about jobs. We've talked about what happened at Christmas. What else we have? We have like 5 minutes left here. So, you know, the people that are there, that live there, ones I've run into all seem to be pretty happy. A lot of, you know, I mean, first of all, you're surrounded by veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and everybody can tell their stories over and over again. And the, because you get new ones in every so often, so you have to tell them your stories. But a lot of things to do out there. And they're always looking for new things to do. Is this correct?
Yes, indeed. I'll jump in here real quick. Being that we're in a pretty good position to have visitors in the home and people, organized visitors. So if you have a intergenerational children's group, school, or Girl Scout, Cub Scout, or a group like that is interested in getting involved with the home, please give me a call, 224-2829. We want to get into more stuff like that with intergenerational activities at the home. The vets just absolutely love it. So we're excited to form some relationships like that. We do have a annual activity that we've been doing. Gosh, this will be our 7th year with a local Cub Scout troop and with the Pinewood Derby. So we're just starting to get the wheels rolling on there. That's when all of our guys and ladies will make cars, and the Cub Scout pack will come in and help us run the whole Pinewood Derby. So that's just an example. We'd love to reach out to other groups in the community and get you guys involved with our vets as well.
I know when our Mounted Color Guard from the United States Marine Corps usually comes out. Is that well received out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is a very popular. That Big might time. Be one of the most popular events for the whole year.
Big time. They want to keep those Palominos as long as they could keep them. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's good. I'm glad to hear
and that's
that.
That's usually.
I know that the Marines like doing that, out there and seeing that. Yeah.
That's a pretty special day. I think it's really cool. Last year, one of the Marines on the horse was a female, and we have a female Marine, and so they got to hook up, and that was just really special because you don't see a lot of female Marines to start with, but to see such a generational gap and, you know, them talking with each other was really special.
Yeah, I think she's going to be, in fact, the NCOIC this year when they come back. Mm. So other things that you have, I know that, you know, you brought a group to the Marine Corps Ball. Mm-hmm. This year.
Yeah, that's always super fun. They love to get dressed up and go out to it. It's always a great event.
Yeah. In fact, a couple of them were kind of an honorary cake.
They're part of the entourage.
Cakewalkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. They really enjoyed that.
Okay. So give me some more phone numbers and things for your volunteers. If you just want to come out and see the veterans' home, I think it'd be good for people if you haven't been out there and you think, well, I mean, what kind of places, how do we honor our veterans? And
yeah.
This is a good example of, you know, I'm not saying every veterans home's like this, but this is our veterans home here in
Absolutely.
Redding.
So.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in what we have at our home, and we treat our veterans well. It feels good to go to work and know that you're actually making a difference in somebody's life. So if you're interested in a tour, you can call me at 224-3814. If you are interested in finding out about the admissions process, you can call admissions at 224-3800. And then Mark can speak his phone number because I don't have it memorized.
Yeah, if you're interested in coming out and volunteering or sponsoring an event or just have any questions about the activities department, feel free to give me a call. My name's Mark again, and it's 530-224-2829.
Okay. Well, Darlene Mudrone.
Almost.
And by the way, Darlene, when she first moved here, for some reason, I guess it was Frank, brought you to our Marine Corps birthday ball organization. And she just came in and became a member that day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it didn't even take a vote or anything. We all just looked at each other and said, oh, yeah, we need Darlene.
She's the one.
And you have been a integral member of that and helping, you know, make that a success.
It's been a lot of fun and it's lovely to be welcomed so warmly.
Frankie. Never mind. I don't know, for some reason.
Well, one other thing.
Okay. I got five seconds.
The members of the home, the parade from Shasta Lake, we always have one person from World War II, and that's the first place we go. If they're old enough and able enough, they can get in as a representative in the parade.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to run. When we come back, Ready Rancherio will join us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
New Hampshire is in the national political spotlight today as voters cast ballots in this year's leadoff primary. White House correspondent Greg Hugston says Donald Trump is the candidate to beat on the Republican side.
After cruising to victory in last week's Iowa caucuses, the former president leads Nikki Haley in New Hampshire polls by double digits. Trump's hoping to knock Haley out of the race, while the former ambassador and governor is seeking an upset victory. It's a two-person contest in the Republican primary following the recent departures by Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Mr. Trump rallying supporters in Laconia, referring to Republican challenger Haley and President Biden.
We started off with 13, and now we're down to two people. And I think one person will be gone probably tomorrow. And the other one will be gone in November.
Haley insists that she's in it to win it, telling the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt that her campaign coffers runneth over.
Every state, I am always making sure we have enough money for the next state, not for the one we're in, for the next one.
Saying she remains committed to supporting the party's nominee, quickly adding that she expects to be that nominee. President Biden now saying that the southern border is not secure, putting him at odds with his Homeland Security Secretary. Biden is pressing Republicans for more money for the border, but it's money that critics say would be used to process more illegal aliens into the country. More than 9.5 million have been allowed in so far under President Biden. For now, the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border will continue to be cut by border agents, a divided Supreme Court allowing that practice to continue while a legal challenge proceeds. On Wall Street, the Dow down 137 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you, who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Israeli military says Palestinian terrorists have carried out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the Hamas raid that triggered the war. At least 21 soldiers were killed.
These were 21 reservists who were in a location quite close to the Israeli border, near to the Israeli kibbutz of Kisafim, which was one of those locations attacked on the 7th of October. The Israeli military says that they were on a mission to try to make things safe enough for Israeli residents to go back to their homes in the south. They were in two-story buildings when it seems that missiles were fired at a tank nearby. And because the two buildings themselves had explosives inside, it looks like the plan by the Israeli military was to demolish them, then those two buildings themselves collapsed.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake has struck a sparsely populated part of China's western Xinjiang region, at least six people injured. News and analysis, townhall.com. A Kansas couple accused of collecting more than $200,000 in retirement benefits on behalf of a deceased relative.
Police say Lynn and Kirk Ritter allegedly concealed the body in their home for 6 years. Authorities say Mike Carroll's pacemaker showed that he died in 2016 at the age of 81. But Overland Park police didn't discover his body until 2022. That's when Kirk Ritter called police to finally report the death. Prosecutors say the Ritters continued depositing and spending from Carroll's bank account even while his body became mummified on a bed. Jason Walker reporting.
Flash floodwaters swamped homes, overturned cars in Southern California yesterday as torrential rain swept the region. Over a three-hour span, 3 inches of rain fell near San Diego. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the 23rd of January, 2024, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm. Good morning. And it was national something. He can't talk because we've got all the microphones turned on.
Well, that's all right, because I'm here today, and I just popped in because we have a really
Linda
important...
Linda is no longer on assignment.
Yeah.
Her assignment is being
my,
here.
Right here. This is my assignment this morning. I'm excited for this next segment coming up with our Redding Rancheria news. But we have patchy dance and then some fog. There's a dense fog advisory today before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 62 if you're looking outside. Don't have wet hair because it may be a little too cold for you Wednesday. A high near 52 and our overnight lows of 45. Rain likely, then patchy fog once again. And Thursday, slight chance of rain and patchy fog, mostly sunny with a high of 58 Thursday night. Again, we've got this fog advisory with overnight lows of 44. And Friday, looks like we have about 60% chance of rain with the high of 57, overnight lows of 47, and showers on Saturday. So if you're looking outside, that's kind of like what we're going to be experiencing here throughout the weekend. Patchy fog, rain, showers, and maybe some open skies on occasion. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And we are here with Redding Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, who
good morning.
Heads up the executive group, the CEO there at Redding Rancheria. And then Maria Roscoe, who is the go-to girl.
Director of Marketing and Publications and Publicity. And what's the official title?
Public relations.
There we go.
Okay.
Always reaching out to our community.
And then Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Hello.
Good morning, Miranda.
I am.
Officially.
And your official title, it's been a month.
Director of Organizational Communications.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Organizational Communications. And she is, as you've heard every time I see her, she's a world-class sprinter carrying flags. But we've fixed it up this year, so we're going to have two flags.
Yep.
So you and I are not running around like crazy people behind the chutes.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Tracy.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have to ask.
Yes.
As I do every time.
Yes. Tribal news.
What have we heard about the I-5?
So we did get some news, I wish I could bring in the balloons. I will bring in the balloons and the confetti when we're to the end of the line. Not quite there.
Okay.
I was trying to think this morning how to describe it. If there was 100 steps in the process, we are probably about at step 90, 92, something like that. So we're
Whoa.
Getting there.
That's good.
So, yeah, so we did have a big milestone in December. So the big, big part of this project is the federal environmental review process. It takes years. So we're getting very close to the end of that. The BIA released the administrative final environmental impact statement. I have to bring notes in because
that's a long title.
Right. So it's all been compiled. It was put together, and it was given to the cooperating agencies for final comment. Cooperating agencies include Shasta County, City of Redding, Caltrans, and any other federal, state, and agencies. I think Department of Fish and Game and any cooperating agencies.
Corps of Engineers.
Yes.
All that group.
We release it back to them, and they had, I think, till January 15th to provide more comments. So that's passed. So what that means is they've already had an opportunity to comment. So my feeling is most of those agencies already did their major comments way back when. We've already addressed those. They got to look at this final draft. I love the word final draft. It's kind of ironic.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Someone's laying on their horn. I have no idea.
Somebody's honking at us. Yeah. With their own vibe.
It's either a siren because we have nuke warheads coming.
Oh, gosh.
I think somebody was laying on their horn for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Road raging. Yeah. So anyways, this is a critical step. This document that just got released to the cooperating agencies and the time has passed for their final comment, it's ultimately released to the general public after the agencies have commented. And then once the document's released to the general public, the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, can issue a final, we call it a ROD, a record of decision, to approve the project. So
So you've gotten to the point that everybody has gotten all the environmental studies, everybody that has, they had to January 15th to comment, and since there hasn't been any comments, you figured that they'd already... Or would you know if they
You know what? I should have checked this morning. We would know, but I don't believe there was much, if any, because we've already gone through it.
Yeah, you've already gone through this for years.
So we go through it several times. So this is the final time you get another look at this document. If there's any other things and any other issues, like traffic. I mean, traffic and law enforcement, we're aware. We have plans in place to mitigate those. And so, I don't expect anything that we haven't already heard and that we haven't already addressed in this final report. So that report will be, they'll take those final comments in, make a final administrative or environmental impact statement. Public gets to see that again. It'll be the third or fourth time now the public has had an opportunity to comment. And then they take that final report and they issue a decision.
Okay. Now, but the public can still comment on it.
Yes, they can.
Up until then.
Yes. And we've had lots of comments.
I imagine.
Hundreds of comments, and we're required to respond to all of them, which is what this report is. I haven't seen it lately, but when the lawyers show us, the document is probably 2 feet high when it's done.
So
wait a minute.
Share with us.
Wait, 2 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to respond to every comment.
We do, but they group them. So, like, if there's, 20 comments about traffic, so they'll group those comments, and we will respond to the traffic comments, law enforcement comments, noise comments. That's generally what they are.
So with this minutia, do you have a team of attorneys working, I would think?
We
just
do.
To go through, a two-foot, like you're talking about, the documentation being just visualized, paper after paper, after item, and you can't let anything slip.
No, absolutely not. And that's why we hired a firm years ago. I mean, we've been working with them for years, and they've been working on this document for years. That's what their department does. They do environmental impact statements. So that's the bulk of this process. And, anybody who's in that as studies, beetles, environmental issues, everything you could possibly, sacred sites, we've already studied that. We've already dug holes in the ground, done testing, and, all of that is part of the environmental impact statement. So, millions of dollars have gone into doing this report.
Yes, I can imagine.
I imagine that
the hours, on hours, days, weeks, months.
That your legal firm is just putting all their kids through Stanford on this one. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Redding Rancheria, and Tracy Edwards, the CEO of Redding Rancheria, has just announced is the final environmental impact statement has been done. The comments were due back almost 10 days ago, and as of this morning, everything seems to be going along. So that would be out of 100 steps at step 92.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. And then it still, though, has to go back for final comments and then goes into the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Well, yes. So the Bureau of Indian Affairs are the ones who actually respond to all the comments.
Oh, okay.
And then, then the Department of Interior will make the final decision.
Make the final decision. Yep. Okay. So, wow. It's
We're getting there.
2024.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, truck, or bike, then Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction. And I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Okay, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick is a veteran. He's been in law enforcement and then went to law school and worked for the insurance companies for a year, didn't like it, so he's opened his firm. Work injuries can be life-changing. Your employer wants you back, but for some reason the treatment's not there. Something's not going right. That's what Patrick can do. He can help you get that treatment that changes, you know, things back so that you can get back to work and move on maybe to another job. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And we are here with Redding Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, who's the CEO of Redding Rancheria. Yay. Maria Roscoe, who heads up their public relations. And Miranda Edwards, favorite. Now, when I say favorite, that's really her name. It's not that we just say Miranda Edwards, our favorite. No, it's not.
I do
our
think
favorite.
It's both. Though.
Well, you know what? Yes. Okay. And we just got the news that the environmental impact statement is finished.
It's finished, yes.
And it's been finished for over about 10 days.
The comment period.
The final comment period,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. So one of the things you said you were, you know, you have dug all over trying to find burial places. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you think along the Sacramento River for
there
a
were
long
natives.
Time,
yes.
Native Americans lived here. Mm-hmm. It might be difficult not to find a place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how you handle it
mm-hmm.
when that happens.
Right.
And the new riverfront plan that has been offered, I think it was Wintu,
mm-hmm.
are very very upset.
Right, right.
In the fact that, oh, yeah, you're saying these things, but it doesn't mean you have to do these things.
Absolutely.
And, in fact, he came out and said, we're not letting progress stop
mm-hmm.
because of problems with the plan and where it's at.
Right.
What's your take on this?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And we support the Wintu tribe and what they're doing. We're very conscious, like you said. Anywhere in this community, if you're along the Sacramento River, there were natives there. Now, we can't deny the fact, you know, you camped and you fished and you hunted all up and down the Sacramento River. What we're concerned about is finding sacred sites. I think if you tried to be anywhere where there were not natives, that's not going to happen. There were natives there. So on our property, we've been very conscious. We have, dug holes. I can't think of the scientific term, you know, but we
excavated.
We've taken soil samples and we are confident that there are no sacred sites where we're intending to build our casino. And unfortunately, I mean, our tribe, you know, we've had some opposition, and we've been very nice and very PC about everything, but we're very, very upset about the Paskenta tribe. They are trying to say that there was a massacre site on the location where we want to build a casino, and that's just not true. Even in written history, oral history, there was massacres in Cottonwood area, the Wintu tribe believes that there was sacred sites and, you know, massacres around the area of the riverfront property. So, you know, they are obviously going to oppose that. We support what the tribes, you know, how they feel about it. We understand that. So it's an interesting, you know, we want progress also. We want to be able to build our project. We want to take the steps to ensure that we're not building on a sacred site. We wouldn't do that. And we would hope that anybody else wouldn't do that either.
Okay, which is one of the big things on the Fountain Wind project.
Yes, uh-huh.
That's, you know, and everything I've read about that site up there is mm-hmm. that during that winter when they were pushed out of their villages and many people killed, and they ended up being there in the center of the of the Fountain Wind project.
Right,
and it is a sacred site.
I think it's interesting, you know, if we were to bulldoze, one of our cemeteries in Reading. You know, I don't know
how
else to compare
cemetery?
It. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a great piece of land, and we just, you know, think we should build there. That's how it feels. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it.
And I've read that before. Mm-hmm. Also, I've heard that before. And, gosh, so it's got to be some kind of balance mm-hmm. between, you know, I mean, it's one thing to find grave sites mm-hmm. and camps.
Right.
Because, like you said, you're going to find those everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to find a site that is officially a sacred site, what do you do then?
I mean, the Native American Graves Protection Act doesn't necessarily require that an agency has to stop their project, but they have to work with the tribe, or they're supposed to consult with the tribe.
Right.
For example, Walmart and Anderson, when they were building their Walmart, they came across some remains. So we worked with them. They actually relocated the remains very near to where the Walmart Center is. It's not marked for obvious reasons. They erected a statue at Walmart and to recognize the people that were in the area. That was what Walmart agreed to, you know, that they were able to do. That's what we could get them to do. And you know, Walmart's a big machine, so we were...
Was that considered okay then?
Well, that's all we could do. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't want them to build there, but they weren't going to stop.
Yeah. See, it's kind of in a quandary, because you want to honor the people that were there, that were buried there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you're building a multi-million dollar project.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of irony, too, with our local officials telling us that there are some in office right now who don't agree or oppose with the project. The irony that they want to tell us that we can't build on our property, but they don't want anybody to tell them that they can't do what they want to do on their property.
Right. Right. There is a lot of irony there.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Anyway, and it's no secret how I feel about it. The fact is property that's owned by people, and, you know, I have a real tough time with people wanting to restrict them from doing something that's not illegal, that's not any, you know, the things. So,
the city building they're doing exactly what we want to do. They're wanting to access the river trail, you know. And one of the big things on our project is there will be access to the Sacramento River down by our I-5 property. That's one of the main things we're going to do. So, you know, I don't know. It's just interesting to me that the very officials in the office now who want to do this project are opposed to our project. I can't find the how you can, you know.
Well, we know
the
why
rationalization.
Yes, thank you.
The rationalization is that
people want what they want when they want it. Yeah.
It's one group of people that don't want it.
Instead of thinking about the big picture and like what's fair, and you know, the studies. When we're talking about a 2 foot, I can't get past the visual of a 2 foot tall.
Yeah.
That's probably an understatement.
Yeah.
Of the legalities.
Oh,
yeah.
Of
our environmental impact statement.
Yes.
EIS.
24 inches in height.
And the manpower, or the people power, if you will, that go into again, I use the word minutia, but the minute detail, because, you know, it could be just a detail that could be what holds up any project.
Right, right.
Because there's people looking for the spec.
We found this little yellow slug.
When we come back on the break, let's talk about some other things that are going on, like let's talk about the community fun dinner that's coming up and maybe what the plans are with rodeo, et cetera.
Yes.
How's that sound?
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, where Linda and I went and had lunch the other day. Great lunch. But this is a Cypress Square Barbershop, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives just the greatest haircuts. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. You get, I think there's butch wax in there. That's the only gel you have, you know, for flat tops. You can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478, or you can just drop by. And if there's an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Linda walked in there one day, talked, said hello to everybody. Everybody's friendly. She walked outside and said there was so much testosterone in there, she had to shave her legs.
It's not true. I did say that.
You did say that. We'll be right back.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I've got an 18-year-old giving music from the, what, the 30s? Or, no, that would be the 50s, I guess. That would be
that's
50s, yeah. 8:32 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 23rd of January, 2024, about 47 degrees out there. Hopefully it'll be clearing, and we'll have a little sun today and no rain. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And the this segment is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States.
It's on the cusp of the of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, with the Guardian system, early warnings of heart attacks, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They've got it all there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we are with Redding Rancheria and the CEO of Redding Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, and their public relations officer, Maria Roscoe, who we're going to go to now. And then the some kind of communications officer, Miranda Edwards, favorite.
Yes.
Yes.
Some kind of.
I'll get it eventually.
There's an official title there.
I can, after a certain age, I can say anything. Maria.
Well, let me
get good morning.
Let's talk about the rodeo a little bit. We're going to go backwards. So the rodeo in May. Last year, you guys opened the opening night of the rodeo was just really, I think, everybody in the stands was awestruck. And let's talk about now in 2024, what are the plans?
So we're actually sitting down with Cindy and the rodeo soon to talk about how we can make it even bigger, better. Because I think people were blown away at the artistry and the
beautiful.
Beautifulness of this culture. So
It was a great event. The dance, I think that was just, I think that also was a great intro for the powwow.
Absolutely. And I think I mentioned it on air before. I had several employees come to me and tell me how proud they were, you know, proud to be, proud of being Native, proud of working for the Redding Rancheria. And I was just like, you know, blown away. So the people who came that night, they said they were just proud. So,
you know, Carl watches 100, it's called 100 Days of Rodeo, which is around the country. And there are other rodeos, renowned rodeos, that partner with their local tribes. And it's beautiful to see that. So I'm glad that Redding has opened their arms and embraced that as launching that last year, because we do want to see that again this year, I'm sure, and I hope the woman who sang last year will sing again, because you could hear a pin drop, and
Dove is amazing. You know? I've never not teared up when I've heard her sing.
I can tell you, as Redding Rodeo Association, just are so far in support of it. I mean, they're totally in support of it. It was a great event.
So when you sit down with Cindy and Bennett, I'm sure it's just you're laying it out, like, how that's going to work. So anyway, we just wanted to remind our listeners and to say to you today that, you know, we hope we see this again in 2024.
You will.
All right. Now, the community fund, you guys are doing a Barbie themed night, but let's talk about in the community fund, so that people understand the grant process. Are the grants already established, and somebody goes online, or those who have gone online, can you share with our listeners the kind of money that the Rancheria is giving out, and in what capacity?
So specifically right now, if we're talking grant making, that would be our Redding Rancheria Community Fund. We established that in 2002, and currently we're at $4.8 million back just in that grant alone. So we have about 26 to 62 organizations to solicit from the fund each year.
Okay, say that number again.
Yeah, 29 to 62 organizations who solicit the fund. So there's need.
They apply for
their grant, and a grant is $1,000 to $10,000 per. We partnered with the Community Foundation of the North State. They are fantastic at working with the groups in Shasta and Trinity County, ensuring that they are a 501c3 nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to our advisory board. Our advisory board looks at every one of those grants. Then we have another meeting, and then we decide, okay, these folks went through, and this is how much we want to give. And it's at that final round that we decide, you know what, that this particular group needs more, and they just were so exceptional in our eyes. And I can tell you that this year's winner, and there is only one winner for $10,000, is amazing. And I can't wait to talk about them and let the community know about their programs.
And if you've never been before, it's so exciting because you see many leaders of the community, many, and also some small 501Cs, but they all come out for this event. People dress in costume. They get really into the theme. But it's always wonderful to see how forward-thinking you guys are and how much that grant really helps. And I know that we can probably go through a handful of people that have been recipients in the past that I can just think off the top of my head that have just been, like, blown away. And it's, you know, we were just at KIXE the other day and saw that they had the big, one of the big, what do you want to call it? Big cardboard check.
The big check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That they have there in the front of the station.
You've helped veterans causes. You've helped schools. Mm-hmm. You've helped first responders, communities. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Exodus Farms.
Yeah.
Carrying Heroes was one of that. We loved a site visit. And that was kind of one of our favorites, to be able to go to the Carrying Heroes and communicate and actually meet these horses that sense you. I mean, they'll come up to you. Miranda and I were like, whoa, you know, they come up to you and just make you feel so good. I mean, you just touch you.
And talking to the staff. Excuse me, and seeing where they work, they're just so passionate about what they do and helping out the community too. So the Caring Heroes woman that we met with, she was just so appreciative to even be meeting with us and even just share what she does so that she can let more people know about this resource for people in our community.
First responders and those who are in the military.
Yes.
Their place to go.
And
to heal.
And it's just the things that the organizations that you have helped are just endless. I mean, the numbers are huge. Not to say the other things that you did during COVID and helping small businesses. And I'll just say you helped us. And that helped get us through this when so many businesses were
shut down.
Somebody asked me one time, how much money have you guys given to the community? And we tried to go back through the records, and we just weren't able. The different sources that we have, we couldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I know that it's in the millions.
Yeah. Between a sponsorship, a donation, in-kind, cash, our time, we love this community. It's a lot.
Yes, you do.
It's a lot.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You are our community.
You see Reading Rancheria on a lot, almost, I would say, every poster that has to do with a spaghetti feed to support something or whatever it is, you will see the Reading Rancheria logo on the bottom.
Well, you help support.
I mean, check it out.
Our Marine Corps ball. Mm-hmm. You donate to us for that, which helps us be able to keep the prices down because a lot of our people are seniors, and we can keep our prices at about the same level we have for years, and it's because of the help that you've given us. So, all right, let's take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Reading Rancheria.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. 'Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Check it in, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment. I'm just getting ready for the Barbie party. 8:46 in the morning, and we're here with Redding Rancheria, the CEO of Redding Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. And that's her name.
I love
okay?
it. Mm-hmm.
It just is. And you could have gone Miranda Favorite Edwards.
I could have, yeah.
But that would have been way too confusing. Okay. And we're talking about, one, the big news.
Yes.
Is that the environmental
impact. We are another step closer.
Is there a step closer? If you're looking at 100 steps, they're at like 92.
Yeah, we'll go with 93 today.
Go 93 today. That's finished all 2 feet of paperwork.
Yes.
The comment, it was finished on the 15th.
Yes, the last round of a cooperating agency comments was on January 15th.
It hasn't been any. Now it goes back to the...
Bureau of Indian Affairs right. is responsible for this document, so then they will finalize it, put it out to the public one last time.
And then it goes to the Department of the Interior.
Yep.
So you could hear in the next couple months.
That would be great.
Well, you could, but you don't.
I wish I could nail it down. Do you know how many years people have been asking me? When's that casino going to be built on I-5?
See, how many years? You know, what I ask is, where are we in the process?
Yes.
I don't ask when anymore. I just say, so we're in the process, but this is good news. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about the upcoming community event we're having out there that is sold out already.
So how did that happen? Because it's like, you've talked about it, but it's March 1st.
I know.
And I think it's because it's become such a popular event. And the fact is, on that particular night, you guys give a $10,000 grant.
We do. And the community leaders, alongside those who've received the grants, celebrate with a night of being able to watch them get awarded, be able to participate in the silent auction, be able to participate in costume contests. It's just a night for everybody to kick off their shoes and have fun or dress up and glam.
Now, that $10,000 is above and beyond
the gift,
the other mm-hmm. other help you've given to all these other organizations,
yep.
$5,000 gifts.
Example, like the Reading Rodeo received $5,000,
right. which they used
for
to,
their gates.
Yeah, for their gates,
right.
And the yeah. ADA,
right.
Help, you know, put in
fabulous
the, a ramp, and so it makes it easier for people to be to mm-hmm. come to the rodeo. And then this $10,000 is on top of that to an organization that nobody knows what it is.
Nobody. But
except
me.
You.
And our advisory
well, yeah,
board
yeah,
does.
Right.
I don't know.
So but then the theme is?
Barbie.
Barbie.
It's going to just all pink. I'm
over
thinking,
the top.
Yes, all pink. I want it disco-y. I want to walk in and be able to be in Barbie land and say, hey, Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody will be Barbie.
Yes.
I bet we'll see a lot of blondes.
Yes,
that
probably.
Night.
Well, Barbie is anything.
Barbie is everything.
Oh, that's right.
You've got to sit with me and watch the movie because Barbie is in all of us. That's what I get from the movie. Barbie is every size, shape,
yes.
profession.
That's right. Barbie dolls.
We all have
yeah.
Barbie inside
motorcycle
of us.
Motorcycle Barbie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah absolutely. I've got a motorcycle
President
Barbie.
Barbie.
Yeah, President Barbie.
President Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was
Dr.
actually
Barbie.
A tattoo Barbie that I have that they quit making. But there's even tattoo Barbie.
Tattoo Barbie.
Why not?
Of
because
course.
I had that one as a child.
You know what? You probably took it out of the box.
Actually...
This
funny
is
a funny story. My mom would get me a Barbie, a special edition Barbie every year for Christmas as a kid. And I was so excited, but I wasn't allowed to open them. They were just for looking because they'd be worth something someday. So it was a
right?
little, it was a little torturous as a little girl to get a Barbie and have to just look at it in the box.
And where are those Barbies now?
They're at my mom's house. And we actually just got some out and we're looking at them because yeah. of the Barbie movie.
So there's Native yeah. Barbie too. They did a series of Native American
be,
Barbies,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 different years.
Well, if Fantastic. You were like Linda, you would have snuck in there when everybody was asleep, opened up the package, pulled it out,
that was me.
Played with it, stuck it back Ooh. Into the package, and sealed
that
it.
That was
One
me.
Year, our dog chewed the box and ruined the package. I was so happy because I got to open that Barbie and play with it.
It probably took me like 10 minutes to get him to do that.
The leg was a little chewed, but at least I got to take her out of the box and play with her, so...
Did you used to open your presents?
Right? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I untaped it, and then I'd be like, Mom, you know, I really wanted, found where they hit him, and
oh boy,
did I hear that.
Oh, boy. Well, my brother and I would go sneak in and unwrap them and play with them, wrap them back up, and pray that the night of when my dad would deliver them, they didn't see a hole that got, you know, or some kind of like, you had to match the tape up so it didn't, the foil would come off on the tape and we would pray that they wouldn't see that that had been lifted. Oh my God, that was so terrible. But anyway, we laugh about it now. But as a kid, I had the bar and I ended up selling this to, because I moved around so much, I thought, what am I, you know, now do I wish. My mom said, one day you're going to wish you didn't do that. But I had Midge, Skipper, Ken, Alan, two or three different Barbies, mm-hmm. The original ones with the stiff legs, you know, the
yeah.
ones that
didn't bend.
And the little high heels. And then you got the bendy Barbies,
yeah.
but it took the first ones didn't. And then, you know, the case and the beautiful gowns. And, you know, it was back in the time when we had those little shoes and the high heel shoes that were
mm-hmm.
perfect.
You'd lose one.
Okay,
yeah.
so.
Yes. Or the dog would eat it or somebody would swallow it.
But
okay,
the homes
so.
And the. That's exactly what we want to bring here. And I believe that we got the ultimate Barbie to help us with the entertainment this year. And that is Linda Boss.
Well, thank you. She will be, because Barbie's going to come out that night. So Barbie and her 7-piece band will be pulling out special arrangements that are going to have a saxophone, trumpet, and trombone, disco guitar, drums. So you'll hear the wah-wah. We're doing Donna Summers.
Oh, and I'm so excited.
We're doing, oh, yeah. We got a whole disco, rock and roll, country, everything. So it's going to be fun.
Little maybe Dua Lipa?
Yeah. I think that opening song, you
absolutely
know, is going to be in the mix.
So you were just saying Barbie is in all of us. We've got radio Barbies,
got
musical Barbie.
We have it all.
We've got CEO Barbies. They'll all be there.
Absolutely. There you go. I'm so excited to see what people are going to think up. Because on your event, when we've gone to your event, like, what, for the last
I'll have
10,
to go out and look at the awards that you give us every year. But it's been a long time.
So
it's
Carl's going to be Ken.
It's been at least 10 years.
What kind of Ken is Carl?
I haven't figured it out yet.
we have some
I'm
costumes.
I'm going to go through the whole they've had military Ken.
Oh,
that would be great.
Yeah, I thought, well, I could put on my utilities.
That would be wonderful.
Pretty much show up in anything.
Yeah.
And, wonderful. And what you had to expect, our organization is led by women. And so the Barbie event was...
No
right
brain
on point.
Yeah,
because it didn't start out as Barbie.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Yeah, you're right.
It did not.
Not start out as Barbie. No. It was something else.
Carl and I wanted toga.
Toga.
Yeah.
it doesn't mean
vote.
We can't.
Yeah. We got,
doesn't
we
mean
overrun.
We can't in the future, though.
Yeah. Toga night.
Toga. But you know toga. The what the name of the band is? Barbie and the Kens.
Oh.
Maria's idea.
That's
Kens.
Because
awesome. They're all Kens. And you're a Ken, and Ken is like Barbie. You can be several Kens,
mm-hmm.
right? And Allens. But so don't you think that every man could be a different Ken?
I absolutely. All of you that are attending in this sold-out event, you come as what you feel makes you happy and brings back memories from your childhood to being an adult today, to being proud of who you are. And I know that the ending of this amazing event is going to be emotional because it's that Barbie. That's what the Barbie movie made me feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have not seen it yet. I started watching it on the airplane, and she started laughing. And she says, "I can't watch it here. It's the screen's too small."
Yeah, I got it.
She says, "We'll do it when we get
home."
You have
to live inside it.
Yeah.
So, little spoiler for the movie, so if you haven't seen it, plug your ears. Will Ferrell is in it, so we were telling people you could go to the Barbie party as Will Ferrell
if
you want.
The Mattels, yes.
Will Ferrell.
All of the above. So mm-hmm. we're very excited about that. So to wrap it all up, that is March 1st. And
what day is that?
Are there any
Friday?
Tickets to like a
Friday.
Single or a double?
There
or?
Are no tickets, but you can still participate because we have this wonderful auction and we give you all the publicity. We give you all your kudos and you can still participate that way.
Okay.
That theme is everything, darling, in this year.
Well, we still have 4 minutes left and we finished up. So let's talk about something else. I went to the, we're having, of course, the Jake's, which is a Jake's turkey hunting, which is for kids, that we take out in March, the week before the season starts. And last night we had our first meeting, and all I heard about was all the turkeys that are on next to I-5. And I said, I've already asked and was turned down. So,
yeah. They,
anyway.
My front yard. No, but that's a really cool thing because that should... the kids, they have to go out with
their mentor,
right.
and then an adult.
So they have to stay in the blind and learn all the how to be appropriate with how to shoot, safety measures, all that stuff, and they have to be in this blind and be silent.
And
no movement for 4 or 5 hours, and so it's just a really great self-esteem, self-control. And then Ted Leidy, they put on this banquet afterwards, and we get to hear these 13. They have to be 13, right?
Well, I think it's 10 to 15.
Yeah. And then they do their turkey calls, and you should see these kids. It just cracks me up. It's so cool because some of them are so shy, but that's their moment that they get to, you know.
How fun is a kid?
I know.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, it's a – but I just brought it up because, you know, people notice as they're driving by, you have two or three large flocks of turkeys there.
We do.
But they've got it. I said they have cows out there, too. So it's kind of hard to hunt them. Guys.
Yeah. I live right near the area, and I look at those turkeys every day on the way in and out.
Well, there's a lot of turkeys out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know how we got on this because I brought
it. That's all right.
March 1st, it's too late to get a ticket, but it doesn't mean you still can't support it. And this is a great event because of the people that they help, the organizations they help, ranging from schools to first responders to veterans to, to groups that help veterans, groups that help kids that are foster kids. Exodus Farms helps.
Food pantries,
everything.
Big solicit this year was the food.
Well, you know what? Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I read the other day, it's $1,000 a month more than it was 3 years ago for a family to live. Because of food prices, gas prices.
Reading Rotary. The Rotary Club of Reading came in and they give lunches to everybody and deliver it. And absolutely, we said yes. Yep.
Well, see, these are the types of organizations that are helped. I mean, these are a lot of them you may never even heard of.
Yeah.
Because they do it kind of below the surface, but they're out there helping all the time.
Yep.
So, well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And tomorrow, the district attorney is going to join us, and we'll see what's going on in the DA from that side with all the other kind of things that are going on.
Is Trish back yet?
Trish may be back. I'm not sure. She's been on vacation for a couple of weeks, so we'll see. I'll give her a call today. Everybody have a great day. Hopefully it's going to clear up, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.